think back for a second. What were you doing in your 20s? Yeah. Well, me too. Me too. But our guest this morning was doing something very different than most of us in our 20s. Dr. Barry Franklin, Director, Preventive Cardiology and Cardiac Rehabilitation at Corwell East, William Beaumont University Hospital, was initiating a study of highly successful people in all walks of life in his 20s. Dr. Franklin, God bless you. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show. And what in the world spurred your interest in this hobby of studying highly successful people in your late 20s? Good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. You know, I got out into the real world of work after 10 years of undergraduate and graduate education and felt ill-prepared. I really lacked what I call critical life skills. In other words, people skills, goal setting, serving others, dealing with setbacks, the power of persistence and preparedness, and understanding things that you well know, like the law of sow and reap. So in my late 20s, I actually embraced a guy by the name of Peter Drucker, who you're very familiar with, business management guru. And Peter Drucker said, everybody should find at least one interest outside their primary area and make that secondary pursuit into a hobby. For me, that secondary pursuit became the study of highly successful people in all walks of life. I looked at Henry Ford, Bill Gates, Tiger Woods, and I said to myself, what do these guys have in common? What's the common denominator? Began reading everything I could, and then last year published a book, everything I've learned over the last 45 years, called GPS for Success, Productivity Press, New York, New York, for young people. I wish I'd known this. I really realized this in my 20s.
Well, we talked to you when that book came out, I recall, GPS for Success. And you have quotes from superachievers. And, you know, learning those quotes and living those quotes is really kind of fun. And probably you've called them the wisdom sound bites of our time. And I always love hearing them. I love reading them, seeing them. But can you give us some of your favorites and who said them?
Absolutely. Let's start with Dolly Parton. If you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. So true.
You surprised me by starting with Dolly Parton, but go ahead.
How about Steve Jobs? The only way to do great work is love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, he said, keep looking. How about this one by Zig Ziglar? You can get anything you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. How about this one? Writing your goals, and this is very, very true, is a gateway to success. Until it's on paper, it's vapor. Sir John Hargrave. But my favorite is a guy by the name of Art Williams who's living in Florida right now. He's a billionaire. He made a fortune selling term life insurance. And his quote was this, your life is a direct result of what you do, not necessarily what you say you're going to do. And
oh boy.
I think it's so true. Take action.
That is the truth. Well, we can say a lot. I know I'm a talk show host. I've had friends say, you got to remember, Paul's a talk show host. If he says it, he thinks he did it.
And that's very, very well, you know, that's part of it. You got to believe, you got to say it, you got to believe it.
Yeah.
As simple as that. So,
well, coming up, and you're going to love this, coming up March 30th at the Detroit Economic Club, Steve Gregorian, doing a great job with the club there, is inviting Dr. Franklin to be the speaker. The event titled Professional Development Seminar, GPS for Success, Skills, Strategies, and Secrets of Superachievers. This is going to take place, as I said, March 30th at 8:30 in the morning, which is unusual, and it is at Lawrence Technological University. And if you want more information and you want to be there and you want to hear from Dr. Franklin, you'll go to econclub.org, econclub.org for more information. And as we mentioned, that book, the title of it is GPS for Success, Behavioral Skills Strategies, and Secrets of Superachievers. And I do believe your upcoming talk at the Detroit Economic Club at Lawrence Technological University, March 30th, certainly generating lots of local interest. In fact, I think Carol Kane highlighted it in a recent Free Press column. Give us just a sneak peek of some of the other things you'll be covering, Doctor.
Sure, we were delighted. You know, really through storytelling, I'm going to share with the audience that morning. Number one, the four runners, foundational factors and behavioral skills underlying career success. Paul W., I'll cover the ultimate success secret, which basically is taking action. I'll share with the audience the wisest business advice Warren Buffett ever received. I'll share with people why it pays to be just a little bit better than your competition. I'll talk about what's called the 80-20 rule, which I'm sure you're familiar with, called the Pareto Principle. It basically says 80% of your success and achievements come from roughly 20% of your efforts. And last but not least, I'll share with the audience research-based strategies to double, triple, even quadruple their productivity. Those are the things we're going to cover.
And who wouldn't want to hear that and learn that and put that into action? You're killing me here. What was the wisest business advice Warren Buffett ever received?
The wisest advice is if you're upset with somebody and you want to tell them off, hold that until tomorrow and then forget about it. Because oftentimes Warren Buffett found that people who he didn't tell off and didn't close a door opened up unimagined doors for him. True story.
Isn't that something? And he, the Oracle of Omaha, he's the guy that people go to for advice.
You're exactly right. So when I saw this, was he said the sagest, the best and wisest counsel he ever got, I took a great interest, and it has tremendous business relevance. Don't tell people off. Keep your mouth shut and walk away.
Very well put. Are you working on another book yet?
No, this is it. I really want to share these sentiments with young people, and I think this is an area that oftentimes is underappreciated in colleges and university education. So this really is a complement to the current educational program.
Well, good for you. I mean, you are busy with your day job.
Yeah, absolutely.
As the director of preventive cardiology and cardiac rehabilitation, Dr. Barry Franklin at Corwell East, but I see that they kept the William Beaumont University Hospital name. Is that, did I get that right or not?
No, and we love it. And a lot of exciting things happening right now at Corwell East. So you'll see more of. We got great people.
All right. And how are our hearts holding up with the time change?
Well, there are unfortunately good data to suggest that if you lose sleep, you're more likely to get a heart attack. So if you can sleep in a little bit more, you're better off.
All right. Well, you're talking to the right and the wrong guys. We get up too early to work, and that is the truth after no sleep. All right. Dr. Barry Franklin, have fun. I know you will. And anyone who joins you March 30th for the Detroit Economic Club event, GPS for Success, Skill Strategies, and Secrets of Superachievers, based on your new book. That's all happening at 8:30 in the morning at Lawrence Technological University. You should go to econclub.org, econclub.org, for more information. Thank you, Doctor.
Thanks so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show. Maria Osborne standing by, our WJR senior news analyst. I can't wait to see what Marie has to talk about. We'll find out together coming up next at 6:45 on WJR.